Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Welcome to Beyond the Press Release, a production for Goracom, in which we take the time to speak with small cap executives after they put out important news. With us today, Jason Williams is the CEO of Kiddoz, trades in Canada, KIDZ, for our friends in the US, KDOZF. For those of you new to the story, this is all you need to know. If you believe in the future of digital advertising, and you should, because 50% and more of TV advertising has already shifted to digital and is rapidly accelerating that shift, then you're going to love discovering Kiddoz because they're the absolute leader in child-safe mobile advertising. And how big are they? There are almost 5,000 apps around the world that are using Kiddoz to reach over 400 million kids and families. They're working with top brands, including Disney, McDonald's, Hasbro, Lego, and a trusted partner of Apple and Google, as you have to be if you want to be in that space. And their revenue growth over the years proves it. Back in 2017, they did $1.9 million in revenue. And in 2022, they did $15 million in revenue. And today we're talking about their Q4 for 2023, $6 million in revenue. Jason, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, George. Great to have you. Thank you very much.
$6 million in Q4 revenue, just a quarter. That's a dream for any small cap company. Let's talk about that. How does it compare to 2023 and what you attribute most of that success to?
Well, the fourth quarter and the year ended strongly for us. I mean, the fourth quarter is our biggest quarter. And so I hope one day to be able to multiply that 6 million to reach our year total for the year. But it felt good. 2023 was a challenging year, actually. We made some different strategic shifts that we believe are stronger for the long term. And actually, we started to see some of that pay off in our Q4. And our target was 6 million, and heading into the fourth quarter, I was a little concerned because we had a bit of softness in Q1 and Q3, but overall Q4 didn't disappoint. A lot of the deals came in. The tech rate, our company and our processes were strong, and I'm very, very proud of what the team has done and really the kind of vision behind what our company is, to bring, you know, safe media to content owners and allow children to interact with media and the advertising that supports it in a private and safe way is makes me proud, and I'm very excited for what is in store ahead.
And what's doubly important is that not only great revenues, but you also turn solid profit and solid adjusted EBITDA. So on the profit side, you did just over $300,000. That's yes. An improvement of just over $1 million, because in Q3 you had a profit, you had a loss of $760,000. So, and same kind of numbers on the adjusted EBITDA side, where you did about $570,000. That was a big change over Q3 as well. What drove the bottom line? Because that's so important, especially in this environment.
Sure. I mean, obviously the higher revenues of Q4 makes it easier for us to churn out that profit and the positive EBITDA. And so the power of the revenue line. But I also would like to give, you know, lots of compliments and credit to processes that are in place to ensure that we're achieving good margin and the technology in place to that enables us to deliver the quality media for our amazing clients that trust us with their advertising dollars. And that's a long list of incredible companies that are prioritizing the safety of their media and the safety of their target market, which are children. And we commend them for every dollar that's spent with Kiddoz, because unfortunately they do have other options, and they're not as safe, and particularly in many circumstances, they're quite unsafe. And so every dollar that comes to KIPS, they know that they get that guarantee of safety and compliance and we're proud to serve those incredible brands.
Compliance is a big tailwind for you, right? Even if you did nothing else, compliance is getting really cracked down all over the world. And you're the only purpose-built mobile media platform for reaching children. And you've gone out of your way to be really compliant and for COPPA and GDPR. For people who don't know those, don't worry about it. Basically means the US and Europe. So let's talk about that, those laws that have come in and what you see happening in 2024 is even more strict laws about how digital marketing treats families and young children.
Yeah. Well, what's important is that when requests in the technology are sent out, they can contain personal information. They can contain device IDs or IP addresses or other aspects that tell the advertiser who the person is. And the harm is done when that data is processed and stored and profiled. And so to a huge, a scary degree, a very large amount of children's data is processed every day because within the systems, not enough care has been taken to build the walls and safeguards that are required to deliver child-safe advertising, which is what Kiddos is built on. And so our entire system is about ensuring that safety. And so really we're that stamp of pure approval within the mobile environment. And we see regulation today, there's a lot of vocal kind of support for more privacy and more safety. Unfortunately, there's an opposition because so much money is made in processing data that some of the largest companies, mostly social companies, have a lot to protect. And so they don't want to see measures such as the age increase for the level at which we assign data privacy, which is currently under 13. And it's no surprise that the level of that, the number assigned to that age under 13, where we must by law treat children and users completely private, is the same age that TikTok and Facebook and others have built their terms and privacy around, because they're legally processed under there. But it is a huge risk to them to having that number changed to say 18, which is what a lot of legislators would like, because that is an age that society has chosen to be the level at which you change from a child to an adult. And there's a strong argument to say that people under the age of 18 should be able to freely use digital products without being profiled and leaving a digital footprint everywhere they go. And, you know, that's an argument that we support. I think it aligns well with society's values on not monetizing children. And so, you know, I hope that the legislators, and I commend them for pushing hard, gain success in 24 and the years ahead in carving out more safety.
So for people who are watching this for the first time, they might say, but hold on, Jason, aren't you monetizing children? How is that you do it differently that's compliant? So big brands like Disney and Kellogg's and so on and so forth say, we want to go through Kiddos. How do you guys do it differently? Because obviously kids are seeing ads, they're seeing products. How you guys do
this? Yeah, we can actually draw a bit of a parallel to how, you know, back in the day when we would watch TV, you know, the advertising was all what we would call contextual. And so those cereal commercials and other entertainment and toys that we used to watch on Saturday morning, were broadcast on during those programs because there was a high likelihood that children were there. But there was no data processed because these systems didn't exist at that time. And so the way Kiddos works is similar. We broadcast ads within apps where there is a high likelihood and propensity for children to be, and we do not collect, share, store, or profile any data whatsoever. And so they can view these ads and continue to play their games completely anonymous. And so that's the difference, is that there is no footprint, there is no profiling, and there is no storage. And so it kind of very much continues that freedom of childhood to allow free play without knowing that some tech company is profiling them and anticipating their future behavior based on their past.
And ultimately, the decision really comes from the brands, right? You said earlier that the social media platforms don't want to make the changes. Okay, they're trying to protect their business. But if I'm George Colm child brand, you know, I sell toys to children or whatever the case is, it's ultimately my decision at the end of the day if I want to take that risk or if I want to go the 100% compliant route. Are you seeing that brands more and more are choosing to say, hey, I'd rather go the purely compliant way rather than run ads on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube where it's going to target them based on PII, personal identifiable information, as opposed to running through the Kiddos network where I know it's compliant? Are you seeing a shift, or are they saying, long as we can hit them, we'll hit them any way we can?
We are seeing a shift. I would say that it's less of a conscious, the ones who are making that conscious decision are doing their research. They're making a clear and conscious decision to stay safe, and we commend them, and we do everything that we can to be transparent and open about where their advertising dollars are being spent and, you know, how effective it is. I don't think the ones that are not choosing to spend a high percentage with Kiddos, most of them spend something, but the ones that choose to spend a lower percentage, they're not consciously saying, I'm going to break the law by processing PII. I think the problem is that a lot of them don't understand. And so they don't understand where the pitfalls are and what measures need to be taken to avoid those pitfalls. And so actually we've been doing a lot of educational work to the brand and agencies that we work with to say, like, here, you know, we understand it's complicated, you know, your day-to-day business is making toys or movies. It's not understanding the complexities of the technology, but our business is the complexity of the technology. And here is where the pitfall is. And here's the problem that you're making if you make these decisions to target children using systems other than Kiddos, because you are processing data. And that's just the way it is, because unfortunately there's incentive for other providers in the market when they get asked, is your media COPPA? They just say yes, because if they say no, they'll be shown the door. So they say yes. And then there's no onus on them beyond that.
Unbelievable.
And so, yeah. And so it's a big challenge. But the ones that are open and looking recognize that challenge and are excited to enter the world of safety and then join that journey with Kiddos to a higher degree. And we think that the future is very bright for the way that we are developing and offering and building relationships with these key companies, because it's not like it's more expensive. It's not like it doesn't perform. It's actually higher performance. It's actually less expensive. It's just, you know, they have, unfortunately, a lot of media is also around relationships, and there are a lot of deep relationships in these networks. And so they
have. We've all seen Mad Men and the way the advertising world works.
Yeah. And there's definitely layers that add complexity to these decisions. And so, you know, it takes an action of decisiveness and of desire that is not just made once. It has to be followed through multiple times. And we welcome proper investigation. It's not just kiddos is all the way you need to trust me. I'm like, you know what? I invite you to please do your own research. Here are the tools. These are the questions you should ask. That's what our education is saying. It's not, it's basically the first message is it COPPA? Ask how is it COPPA? And then actually that's going to start to knock half suppliers out because they can't answer that question because they don't actually even know.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is once that dam breaks, you know, you chip away, you chip. Once that dam breaks, right, Jason? Right. Now, these are my words, not yours. But I'm going to assume you're literally going to get a flood of brands coming to you and saying, hey, we all now get it. Somebody gets a big fine and other things happen. And and at that point, it would probably be Christmas every day. Am I oversimplifying that?
No, I think that, you know, really brand safety is at the heart of this. And, you know, there are people's jobs who are entrusted with the advertising money of a giant brand whose brand is worth billions of dollars. And yes, they have one objective, which is to bring customers, but they have another objective, which is brand safety. And brand safety means operating compliantly, and operating compliantly means not processing PII. But they don't know how. And so we're trying to show them the how. And then it's about, okay, now that I've been shown the how, should I act on it? And what does that mean? And that's kind of where we are now. And so what's great as well is that Kiddos is never standing still. I mean, if you can see in our numbers, the R&D expense is considerable. And we are developing incredible software at all times. And we're pushing ahead of all of our competitors because of what we do. And so it's, you know, maybe they can assign 5% of the budget this year and 10% next, but the performance aspect speaks for itself. And the safety is a bonus in a way.
And I want to talk about how that shifts down to what your view is for 2024, because you got the legislative tailwind. You've also just got the macro tailwind, which is, more and more every day, kids are watching less TV and more digital. So you've got these great tailwinds behind you. What's the macro picture look like for 2024 in for advertising in general, for digital advertising? What does that look like for everybody at home to know? Is it going to be a banner year? Because we had a little consternation during COVID. There's a bit of a slowdown, and then there's a massive bounce back. So we had these inconsistent kind of markets. 2024 now is obviously very going to be the most smoothed out. What does that look like?
Yeah, great question. I mean, 2022 was a great year for Kiddos. And so I think that was when we saw some of that pent up demand really release. 2023 was not as strong for us. We've got the full year results coming out later in April. It's been a busy time with the auditors, et cetera, but we'll be coming out with that. And while it wasn't our best, I'm still proud of what we achieved. And we've had some interesting strategic and hires and developments that have positioned us well starting into 24. And so 24, we saw a bit of softness at the very end of 23, which carried into 24. But I'm pleased with how it's running. I'm excited about 24 as a whole. And definitely my goal for this year is to surpass the 2022 figures for the full year. Yeah. So
that was a big year. 2022 was a breakout year.
It was. It was 15 million was our top line in 2022. And definitely the target is above that. And we will see how it shakes out. But I would say that we're on to a good start. Lots of good signals. I would say that overall, the macro environment is steady with digital advertising and increasing as it should be, but I don't think that we're seeing as much of a rush of the TV money come in. So we have to be, we're not floating, we're floating, but we're not filling the bath overnight. We're you know, capturing our share, but we have to be strategic and capture other people's to really see that growth. And so that's the environment that we're in. But I actually have, I don't have much fear that we would won't be able to capture market share in this environment.
And last question for you. I thought this was interesting. It's a press release that came out before your Q4 numbers. You received preferred technology enterprise status in Israel. Let's just talk about that for a minute. What does that mean? First of all, what is preferred technology status? And what kind of impact might that have on the business going forward? Because I'm sure you didn't do this for just no good reason. There's a good strategic reason there behind it.
Good question. Yeah, there's a... it has to do with the technical investments that we make and the percentage of our company that is related to engineering and the investments that we make in our engineering team in Israel. And the benefit to the company as a whole is a preferred tax rate. And so, you know, we are experiencing profits within that company. And, you know, we're kind of right at the line in for the entire group. But this will put us in a more favorable position within our Israeli operating company when it comes to tax treatment. And so that's a win for us.
And I like that because that's just more what I call third-party validation. I mean, not that you need it, but, you know, your revenues prove that you guys are, you know, your R&D is converting into results and execution, but it's always great when you see, when you receive that kind of status, you know, from another country. It's just further validation that you guys are on the right track.
We're very international.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just going to say we're very international. We've got a great Canadian team. We've got a great Israeli team. We've got people in London and the Philippines and Ukraine. And, you know, we're very proud of that internationalness. Our retention is near 100%, which is another thing that makes me very proud. People enjoy it. They enjoy the mission. It's interesting work. And, you know, we've released a great new piece of technology, which was in this release called, we called the COPA Shield. And so this allows us to process billions of requests a day through our system and cleanse them in a live environment of all of the PII. And this is a great piece of technology and something that we've been championing and will serve us well over the years to come.
Well, as far as your international exposure goes, Jason, I will poke a hole in there. There's a weakness. You don't have anybody in Greece. So if you need a Greek team, I'm willing to move there and be part of the Kiddos international web. And if I have to do it, I have to do it because I believe in the mission and I will work from Greece for you.
You've inspired me to consider some Greek candidates for some roles. That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Hey, the next interview might be live from the Parthenon if my little strategic plan here goes well. We'll be sitting at the Parthenon.
You're welcome anytime, George. And I would love to sit at the Parthenon and do an interview. That would be so much fun. Let's do that.
Congratulations on a great Q4. Looks like we're going to be speaking again in a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks.
We will, yeah.
When the complete 2023 numbers come out, we have a good idea of them already, but you're going to have it's going to be really curious to see the profit, EBITDA, and all the other metrics and things like that. And one thing we didn't talk about today, hopefully we can talk about then, is the traffic metrics, just how many impressions are there from a video of one of you, because you always have, you've got multi-billion impressions if I remember correctly on an annualized basis. So it'll be great to see those numbers as well, but in the meantime,
for sure,
congratulations, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, George, great to see you, appreciate it.
For everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform, to Jason Williams. He's the CEO of Kiddos Trades in Canada, KIDZ. You have to love that symbol. And for our friends in the US, KDOZF. Guys, if you're looking for a small cap company that's executing to the tunes of millions of dollars in revenue, and we know that's not easy to find, and they're doing it in a digital world, which has a lot of growth ahead of it for the next decade, then Kiddos is the company you have to take a closer look, deep dive, start your due diligence at Agoracom, because we know this is a different business than most people are used to. So take a look at their profile there. Good 10,000-foot overview. And then go over to the Kiddos website, your deep dive due diligence. And hopefully today you discovered your next amazing digital small cap company. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform so you will never miss another one great Agora Gomez Small Cap podcast.